Lots of automakers make diesel cars, BMW, Ford, General Motors, Volkswagen, but they sell most of them in Europe, not the U.S. Diesel engines have a bad rap here. Just ask Jerry Doble. He used to drive a diesel truck.
They're noisy and they're smelly and they're hard to start in the winter, and that's about it, I guess.
But Doble hasn't seen the new diesel cars making their way from Europe. Mike Omotoso is an auto industry analyst with J.D. Power & Associates. He says diesel car makers have lowered their tailpipe emissions. They've put in extensive filtering systems. Plus, the fuel itself is cleaner than it used to be. Diesel used to have lots of stinky sulfur, up to 500 parts per million. Now it has only 15 parts per million. But Omotoso says when most Americans think of clean cars, diesels aren't the first thing that come to mind.
When people think of clean vehicles, they also think of the Prius first, and then they think of Toyota, and they think of Honda as well. The manufacturers, especially the German manufacturers, are having to do a job catching up to the positive publicity of hybrids. So they have to persuade the American public that diesels can be clean as well.
That's why you may have seen those Volkswagen commercials on TV, where one neighbor has a Prius and the other a new Jetta TDI, a diesel.
A TDI set a Guinness World Record 58 miles per gallon.
58 miles per gallon?
But this baby hauls! It's like...
What's your hybrid sound like? That's cool.
There's a couple of things going on in that commercial. It's pushing the diesel as a green car. It's also trying to dispel the image of diesels as being slow and clunky. They're trying to push diesels as green muscle cars. At this Volkswagen dealership, salesman Aaron Heinlein says these commercials are having some success. He says the only people who used to buy diesels worked with the railways in construction or on farms. But this week, he sold a TDI Jetta to a dietitian.
She would be the customer that if she were to have come in 4 years ago, I would have said, wow, you want to take a look at a diesel? Cool, all right, come on, I'll show you one. Where now it's just, that's the norm. It's the lawyer, it's the dentist, it's the traveling salesperson that, you know, is in their car a lot and needs better fuel mileage that you wouldn't have seen 4 years ago.
Diesel cars still make up less than 1% of the market. Americans want power and speed, and that's not how they think about diesel engines. Things are different in Europe, where gas is upwards of $8 a gallon and consumers are focused on good gas mileage. Auto industry analysts are expecting to see a jump in diesel sales in the U.S., but J.D. Power & Associates doesn't expect all this marketing to make a huge dent in American car sales. They're forecasting diesel car sales at 4-5% of the market by 2016. That's when the new federal fuel standards take effect. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.